Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
He has failed us. Maybe for the first time. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Falcons training camp right here at Flowery Branch. Yes, the first afternoon practice, and fans are here. We will certainly fill you in on what's going on. And the big news here today is Bijan Robinson gets his deal. We told you don't be worried. And it gets done.
Right on.
We will discuss, but first things first, I am completely disgusted and disappointed in the effort by our Braves organization as the trade deadline came and went. Yesterday I kept my cool. Mike, you were a little bit more on the heated side as the deadline approached. I thought for sure last night as I made my way, leaving the remote over there at Hooters, that I'd hear something.
Right.
And we heard nothing. So I kept thinking, well, maybe the deal got put in late. Maybe, it reported like 7 o'clock.
Right.
And 7 o'clock came, and we got nothing. Braves fans, you have every right, and you should feel very disappointed about the fact that we're sitting in first place, and the general manager really didn't do a damn thing to help us. He didn't do anything. And the crazy thing, Mike, is that Braves fans, for the first time in a while, are feeling some kind of way. Usually it's the other way, where
right.
Braves fans are like, well, we'll be okay. Oh, well, he'll fix things. Oh, these guys will play better. Bullcorn. He had an opportunity to make this team better. So as we start the show today, let's examine this. And I know there are some people that have ticked you off in regards to this because of what they're trying to preach to this fan base,
right.
Who, by the way, has every right to be, and I'm not going to say the words because we have kids out here, every right...
Right.
Because we give so much to the Braves.
Right.
We give so much.
Guys, we're fans, okay? And I don't need C.J. Nitkowski to tell me how I'm supposed to feel about the Braves not trying to improve a team, which is, despite all the injuries and all the things they've had to overcome, are finding themselves in first place. Third best team in the National League, just games behind the Dodgers and the Brewers. So let's add a starting pitcher. Let's not limp into the postseason again with an overtaxed bullpen and not enough starting pitching. And, guys, this has nothing to do with Tarik Skubal. Okay, for whatever reason, the Tigers took a lesser deal, and they made their deal, and it still seems a little fishy. It's almost like the owners are trying to prove we got to have a salary cap. I'm just talking about Kevin Gausman. I'm talking about what the Padres and the Cubs pulled off. And for whatever reason, and I heard Alex Anthopoulos on the Steakhouse today with Drew and Steak, and I got to be honest, for the first time, and to your point, in a long time, I couldn't understand what Alex was talking about. He wasn't making sense. He was talking in circles. And maybe we'll get a chance to depose him down the road. But I just don't get it. I mean, Braves fans, you have prospects. And as Carl says all the time, where are you going to be 4 years down the road?
You don't even know.
So give me a break. You may have to part with one of your treasured prospects to get a guy in here to win the World Series. Because that's what we're here for. We're trying to win the World Series. I don't know about you. I don't pay for tickets to go to the ballpark just to kill an afternoon. I go because I'm passionate about the Braves. I want to spend my hard-earned money. And I expect the team to put that hard-earned money to use to win the World Series. Not to sit on their hands and make really minor moves. Okay, we got a platoon, left-handed batter, okay, a right-handed batter, and we've got a guy that's maybe the fourth now or fifth starter from the Giants in Mally. That's it.
This is not a World Series rotation. Don't fool yourself. Do not try to spin this in any kind of way. And the reality is, and I talked to somebody today in the Cubs organization, they revamped their starting rotation. Three guys. Jed Hoyer said, you know what, Cubs fans? You deserve us to try to do something. They went and got three guys. Whole revamped starting rotation. Now, will it work? Don't know. But they did it. They put the effort in to say, you guys deserve this. And this is why I'm upset at Alex today for the first time. Because right. He had that same opportunity. And he didn't do it for us. And so that is what's so maddening about this. If we end up losing early in the playoffs, you can point right back to this week where you had a chance to do something to improve your team. Now, it doesn't guarantee, again, that all these teams that did something are right. going to win.
Correct.
But the crazy thing is, all the teams that are in it did something. Dodgers, Padres, Milwaukee, Cubs.
Even the Pirates.
Dodgers. Everybody did something. So, Mike, that is what's so frustrating. 404-726-0929. You guys can call us and let us know. I know there's been a lot of venting going on. I got asked a ton over social media. I got a bunch of texts last night from folks around the country. Dog, I thought the Braves are going to do something. Y'all sitting in first place. And I'm sitting there wanting to answer as if, hey, well, it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right.
You know, it's funny because if we don't have baseball next year and there's a lot of indicators pointing to a lockout and we may lose the season, that's even more reason for me to go all in, to push the chips in. Yes, I get it. There's Caminiti and there's a bunch of guys that you feel you're not going to part with. But still, you've got to come up with something more. And again, Alex can always say, well, you don't know what was offered and asked and declined. True that. But I mean,
I want to add something because it's a great point. I'll let you finish. Guys, it's like when you leave the bar, but you tell your boys you hollered at a chick.
Yeah.
It's your word. Your boys really don't know if you did.
Right.
Okay? That's what's being preached right now about we don't know. Okay, we may not know, but it's hard for us to believe when you don't do anything. I'm sorry,
right,
I have to say
it's
that.
It's a great point, and that's exactly it. So, the Padres found a way. The Cubs found, you just mentioned, the Cubs found two starters. Look, Casey Mize, he was kind of the booby prize after Tarik Skubal got, gobbled up by the Dodgers, but he's still better than, hell, Charlie Morton off his couch is better than our second starter right now for the Braves. It's Chris Sale, and then you feel that, okay, you're hoping that Bryce Elder is going to stay together and not leak. Because, guys, one thing for certain, you're going to lean into this bullpen. They added a bunch of pieces, but you're going to have to hope your bullpen can get the job done. You still had more pitching in 21.
Yes.
And then 20, you didn't have enough pitching. 23, you didn't have enough pitching. We've seen this before. It just drives me crazy. And I just think Braves fans, maybe now finally the light switch has gone on. And you're saying, maybe this organization does take me for granted. Maybe Terry McGuirk and the guys that are the primary shareholders of Braves Holding, which make up, by the way, Liberty Media, maybe they just don't want to see contracts being taken on ever. That we can never battle for Alex's own words where we have to find a starting pitcher in the offseason. They never did.
No, they did
so
not.
So I'm just thinking some Braves fans, and I mentioned a lot of all the talking heads, guys that are work for the Braves. Look, we don't work for the Falcons. We're on the Falcons flagship. We tell it like it is. When I tell the coach I'd fire him if he was my coach, or Dimitroff wouldn't come on our show, it's for a reason. Because Carl and I, we have strong opinions. There's guys that are such lackeys for the Braves, you literally sound like a bunch of stooges right now. Okay, and I'm sorry, CJ Nitkowski, you don't get to tell me how to feel as a fan, that somehow I'm unhinged, right? Or any Braves fan who questions the logic of the Braves organization isn't a good fan.
As if we've won 9 or 10 World Series.
Right on.
We haven't. We've been really good. And here's the other thing about this. Alex talks about being in the playoffs, and this morning, this is what got my goat as he went on the steakhouse. You can check it out on Odyssey.com, but the audacity to be like, I've been here 9 years. We've been in the playoffs 8. I don't give a damn. I'm worried about this year.
Right.
I'm looking at Ian Cunningham right now. I'm looking at Kevin Stefanski. I'm looking at this Falcons staff, and I'm saying the same thing to them. I don't care about what's been going on. What are you going to do for us? Where are we going? So when he said that it was almost a flex, Mike, as if, well, you know, I mean, we've been in the playoffs. Yeah, I know, Alex, and it's a great, nice thing to add to the resume. But every year is different, and he knows this. And every year you have a chance to either do two things, get better or worse. And I'm not telling you we got better yesterday. Right. I don't think necessarily we improved that much. He was asked this morning, well, do you think this is a World Series team now? And he was like, it's a hard question to ask because you didn't add anything.
No. Now, look, here's the other thing. You got to hope that A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to get up here sooner than later. Grant McCauley, we'll talk to Grant later today. He's apparently going to do two more rehab starts in Gwinnett. And the way they brought him up briefly was about the schedule with
okay.
the Nationals in a doubleheader.
And he wasn't bad.
Correct.
He wasn't bad.
But you're relying on a guy, you're relying on people coming off of injuries and surgeries. You're hoping that Robert Suarez comes back to beef up your bullpen. That's part of the reason why you had to go out and do some more things in this trade deadline. But you didn't get the big one. All right, I'm sorry. Mally is a piece, but he's not the guy.
He's a guy, man. He's not a dude. He's
and
a look, guy.
And if Spencer Strider actually throws this year, I'll be a monkey's uncle. I hope I'm wrong.
Happened,
you know, but you're betting on the come, and it's not even that. This isn't even betting on the come. This is having like a $5 chip left and betting on the 11. You know, you really are. For those who don't play craps, I'm saying the odds are long.
That's a losing bet.
Yes.
That's a losing bet. 404-726-0929. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. Falcons training camp. We'll tell you the latest out here. I think most fans are happy that Bijan Robinson got his deal. B's very happy.
And he did it the right way, don't you think?
He did it perfectly. You know, that's why I said the other day when he smiled and we kind of nodded at each other, it was like, bro, you know, I want to get at you, but I don't want anybody thinking I'm telling you something. And he wasn't. I mean, his agent, Nicole, she did a great job. Guys, I said this, Mike. Short deals. This is where it's at. 3 years. He gets a lot of money up front, right? $50 million guaranteed. He's deserving. I said it. He's a top five player in the NFL. But this is where the league is. This idea, guys, of giving 5, 6, 7 years, you're not going to see that in the NFL. Part of it is franchises are protecting themselves. But the other part of it is these guys have watched the NBA and gone, dude, you get a contract in 2 years, I'm out. The next time I'm opting out and I'm right. getting a new deal. So Bijan technically could ball out in the next 3 years in his prime, which he will,
right,
and turn right back around and get a big fat deal 3 years from now, even 2 years from now, Mike, if they want to rip the third
right.
year up.
And maybe it would be like Saquon, and hopefully, unlike the Giants, we'll keep him at that stage, but that's kind of where it would trend to. Like, Saquon has done some amazing things. The floor for the running back market has been elevated. I think if you're Jonathan Taylor, your agent's kind of like rubbing his hands together what
sure.
he's going to get. So Bijan is the highest paid running back right now, but it's probably going to change.
Yes.
You know, that will likely change. I'm not sure what Jahmyr Gibbs' deal is going to look like.
Yeah, the
correct.
Annual average will change.
But
yeah.
But we know what we got. A great guy, a team player, guy that does everything. He held in. Some guys hold out. I mean, guys, I know it's semantics to some, but there is a way to hold out and not be a distraction. This was basically about as minimalist of a holdout as you could have.
Well, and Kevin Stefanski addressed us today talking about Bijan, what he means, leadership. We'll get into all of that. But that's the news today, guys, as they hit the field up here at Flowery. And they'll be on the field. And then we're going to get a chance to talk to the other Robinson today.
Yeah,
Brian Robinson. Okay, he is the running back we signed, and they're going to bring him over after practice, so we'll get a chance to chop it up with him.
Hey, man, one of our guys that we like, we've known for a couple of years, D'Angelo Malone, gets placed on the reserve pup list today. That drops about 15 minutes ago. Pride of Cedar Grove High School.
Yeah.
We pick up, Marlon Tuipiloto. That's who we picked up. I presume he's an outside linebacker. But anyway, D'Angelo Malone, not the news that he wanted to hear as he's trying to stick around in the NFL.
No, that's a great point. Hey, as we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos, I just want you to hear a couple of things, and you are more than welcome to chime in, all right? We're taking your phone calls, and Mike said it. You've got every right to feel the way you need to feel, okay? We watch these damn games. We buy the merch. We're vested, and you feel like you've been let down. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. We're growing as a sports city, Mike.
Yes, sir.
It's okay to feel that way and call the general manager out. He's done a great job.
Right.
But he failed us this time around. That's yeah. where this
now,
is at.
And where I get into arguments with folks sometimes is I feel that his hands are tied to a point. You know, philosophically, he does give money to pitchers. It's just Spencer Strider got $100 million. We know where that's gone.
Yeah, but you know what? Mike, he's made these moves. Even in 21, there hasn't been a big splash move. Sell, guys, wasn't a splash move. You know what that was?
It was a bargain.
It was a deal. Because it was a rising stock, and if it worked out, you were going to look great. It did. But Sale wasn't a guy at the time we went and got him.
No, half of baseball was feeling he maybe not coming back. And
so,
we'd get him to go to win a freaking Cy Young Award, he might win another one.
So all these moves, Mike, they've been mad. They've been mediocre because they've worked out at the end, but the move itself hasn't been, hey, man, look how I'm improving your team with the solidified.
This is my theory on this, okay? There is a psychosis amongst a lot of Braves fans out there that they fall in love with and they want their prospects to get their contracts, and that's how the Braves operate. So Acuna, for obvious reason, gets his. Riley gets his,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Ozzie obviously got a great deal for the Braves. They give Strider, fan favorite, lock him up. But they have an aversion to making trades for established stars. And that's the way you win the World Series. And Braves fans, they'll talk themselves out of a free lunch over this stuff.
Yeah,
they never want to give up the prospects. So this is how the Braves operate. Terry McGuirk takes you guys for suckers. And some of you guys are finally, to Carl's point, realizing, wow, the Braves really do take us for granted. All that money I spent at the Battery, raising season tickets. And what do we do with the trade deadline for a team that's in first place?
Nothing.
Next to nothing.
Nothing. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. We'll come back. We'll let you hear Alex talking about not getting anybody to really add to this rotation. And another thing that really irked me about, you know, something that he said today, I just felt like you said it, talking in circles for the first time.
Right.
He comes on our show and he usually explains exactly where they're at. And today I thought, Alex, you were defending the fact that you didn't do jack.
He was punting. He really was.
You were defending it.
Yep.
And there is no defending it when you're in first.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Place, and you need to help the team. We're live at Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell.
I am Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.